This is KUNM. I'm Yasmeen Khan. The state of New Mexico is moving forward with a carrot and stick approach to immunizations against COVID-19 with a renewed $100 payout to newly vaccinated residents. That offer started on Monday and remains in effect through the end of August. The strategy was pioneered by New Mexico for several days in June with about 25,000 eligible participants. The state's $5 million sweepstakes prize for one vaccinated resident is scheduled to be awarded on Saturday. President Joe Biden has recommended that more states use cash payments to break through plateaus in vaccination rates. Immunization mandate for vaccine-eligible state workers takes effect Tuesday. Tens of thousands of people in New Mexico who are behind on their gas and electric bills could lose power as soon as mid-August. The New Mexico Public Regulation Commission prevented utilities from disconnecting service over unpaid bills during much of the pandemic. The moratorium for investor-owned and large gas companies ended in May, but has a 90-day transition period. The soonest customers could be cut off is August 12th. Utilities say shutoffs are a last resort and would happen only after customers receive multiple past due notices. The utilities and the state also have financial assistance for people struggling to pay their bills. The New Mexico Supreme Court is upholding the sentencing of a man who, as a teen, killed three members of a family with a large pickaxe. The high court announced Monday that it determined Nicholas Ortiz's constitutional rights were not violated because he was sentenced as an adult for three first-degree murder convictions. Ortiz's attorney argued that since he was 16 at the time of the crimes, Ortiz should have had an amenability hearing to see if he was open to some sort of juvenile rehab. But the court argued an amenability hearing is only mandated for minors convicted of second-degree murder. Ortiz was sentenced to 25 years in 2019. This is KUNM.